Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We left off yesterday, I believe it was, in about the seventh verse of chapter 4, if you'd like to read along. A lion has gone up from the thicket, and a destroyer of nations has set out. He has gone out from his place to make your land a waste. Your cities will be ruins without inhabitants. For this, put on sackcloth, lament, and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. You know, God has a lot of grace for us, and His mercy is everlasting. But there comes a time when God's grace and His mercy runs out. Did you know that? You know, sometimes we think, oh, God's mercy never will run out. But there is a time that God's grace, His mercy, runs dry. And we must realize that this kind of behavior from God is not beyond his merciful character. Why? Because God is a God of vengeance. He's a God of judgment. He's a God that He keeps His word, and He never lies. He does not lie. God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. So we must realize that the book of the Revelation is soon to come to pass. The book of the Revelation will come to pass, and it will encompass the entire earth with judgment and with a lot of different things happening at that time. Judgment is the things that are written there concerning His fire, His judgment, His the earthquakes, the different judgments of God, the four horses of the apocalypse. These things are going to come to pass, folks, and we must realize that God is not a man that He should lie. If these things were written, we must realize that it will happen, and we cannot just ignore it. These things are very, very sobering as we read them, you know. It's horrible to think that God would do such a thing, but He will, and He does. And He allowed these Babylonians and these different people to come after Israel, His people. The Babylonians were allowed, Nebuchadnezzar and Nabopolassar would attack His people, taking them into captivity for 70 years. Now, you'd think that God would say, oh, you know what, 70 years is too long of a time. Let's go ahead and let's just back this off a little bit. And 70 years is just too much. Let's go ahead and let's put it in a place where you can't strapped down to that many years. But no, it's going to happen for that many years, 70 years. And this is what God promised. If it said 70 years, He will do it for 70 years. So we must realize that God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. So this is what God has to do. If He said it, He will do it exactly the way that He spoke it. I know it may be very, very sobering to realize that this is what God is going to do, but He will in exact way that He spoke it. And Let's read on. Lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. It shall come about in that day, declares the Lord, that the heart of the king and the heart of the princes will fail. You know, it doesn't matter if you're one of the patriarchs, the monarchs, the doesn't matter if you're a king in Egypt. It doesn't matter if you're Tutankhamun, or it doesn't matter who you are. The king's hearts are nothing but mill in the hands of God. And it doesn't matter what they think or what they think they're going to do. These things are going to come to pass, and it's going to be scary. And it's going to be scary for a while when the book of the Revelation starts taking place. And these things that are spoken of, the end times things that God has promised will happen, that we must take into heart. We must realize that if we're here, now I know a lot of people have read the scriptures and they interpret it altogether differently. They interpret it, and I have too. I've seen it in the scriptures that we will go out with a rapture before the judgment of God takes place. But you know what? That's not promised. It's not promised. It doesn't mean that none of this will take place before. You know, it's not written in stone. In other words, Moses didn't come down off the mountain and say, you will be taken out before any of this happens, and you will be taken up. You know, how many people have you read about in the Bible that went through great tribulation, and they even died? You know, John the Baptist was a righteous man. John the Baptist was a cousin of Jesus through blood of Mary, but we realize that he lost his head. He lost his head, and his head was chopped off. And same with Paul. Paul's was beheaded in Rome, and we realize that he might have thought also that he would be delivered, and none of these things would take place. And there's been many a generation that seems to think that they are not going to go through any tribulation. They're just going to go straight up to heaven in a rapture. And I know it's probably very tempting to read these books that promise all of these things. But let me tell you a little story. None of them are 100% accurate. None of them. So get that into your thinking, that no one knows it all. No man knows the day or the hour. And Jesus promised this. He said, no man knows the day or the hour. The kind of thinking that you have to have is that God will give you the grace to go through it. God will give you the grace to go through whatever you have to go through. But I know it's tempting to just think that you're one of the chosen few that will never go through another tribulation. But I'll tell you what, folks, many of us have went through tribulation that we don't want to go through. Many of us have been through things that if we had a choice, we'd never, ever want to go through them. But there are things that are going to happen that you may not like, and none of us will like. But there's no promise that you're going to go through this life without tribulation. So get that down into your thinking, because there's no... There's nothing that is going to change the facts that you may go through some tribulation. You might not be as what do you say? You might not be as privileged as many people. So if you want to think that you're go not going to go through any tribulation, and I know there's a lot of preachers that preach this, they are right alongside the prosperity message, that you're going to be so blessed, you're not going to go through any kind of tribulation, you're going to have money spilling out of your pockets, and you're going to have everything that you ever dreamed of. Well, I got news for you. That may not be right. That may not be right. There's a lot of things that may happen that may be something that you don't want to hear. You may not be rich. You might be like old Paul. You know, Paul, he never took an offering for himself. I know many of preachers take their take offerings up for themselves, but Paul didn't. He didn't take up any offerings for himself whatsoever. And he was one of those preachers that lived a life of death to the self will. He died to the self will constantly, and he was, when he died, he was beheaded. And that's not something that any of us want to go through. He was beheaded, and he was just one of well, he said, "Oh, Brother Hansen, that's just Paul. That's just Paul. That's the way it was." Well, you know, there's a reason why he was beheaded, and that's a reason why the John the Baptist was beheaded. So there's things that may happen that you may not like, and I hope that this is not something that any of us will have to go through, because it's a horrible thing to think that you're going to be beheaded or boiled in oil as John, and left in exile on the Isle of Patmos. He wasn't treated properly, and you know. But we always get these things in our minds that we're the chosen, and but be willing to receive God's grace to go through anything that you are chosen to do. So that's all I can say. Just be one of those that, well, God, I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do, and you'll give me the grace to go through whatever. And I pray that I'm not one of those that are beheaded. But the then again, I don't want to be foolish enough to think that I'm not, that I am going to be the chosen few, that I'll never go through a one of the tribulation or anything like that. Because you might go through a tribulation that is horrible. So just keep that in mind. Let's read just a few scriptures, and let's quit for today. The fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. It shall come about in that day, declares the Lord, that the heart of the king and the heart of the princes will fail, and the priests will be appalled, and the prophets will be astounded. That says it all, right there, folks. That says it all. The prophets are not going to have a whole lot to say. The princes, the kings, they're not going to be right, and nobody has it all down in their pocket, because nobody is smart enough and nobody is God enough to know it. Jesus said, "No man know the day or the hour, but my Father, which is in heaven." Keep that in mind. Keep praying. Keep looking up. Because he's going to come one day when you least expect it. And that's the day you want to be ready to go back. Amen. Well, that's our time for today. Go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com. And please write us an email. Let us know you're listening. I'd love to hear from you. And we'd love to hear what your testimony or prayer request or whatever you have. We'd love to hear from you. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.